Okay, Boker Tov. So we're on so yesterday we spoke about a very important subject, and that is the pain that comes from the Yisurim that Hashem gives us is exacerbated by the fact that we add to that pain because of, let's call it kinah for now. In other words, each person has a problem. So that problem was given to him by Hashem. That's his unique, and that's his unique mission. And that comes with Yisurim. We add to the Yisurim because we feel lamali. Wami, lo alechli, I'm not matzliach, I'm not good. That adds unnecessary suffering to the something that Hashem's moided person. So we said that somebody understands that what he's doing is his mission from Hashem, and he's a shliach from Hashem. So by him, there's no jealousy. He doesn't have any bitterness or anger or miserableness or depression, because why do they have children and I don't? Because in his world, no one has children, because he has a unique world that was designed specifically for him. That's what we got to. So Gosh is a kina hi echad hamashpima gedolim al koichas hanefesh. The midah of kina is one of the most influential, most as biggest influences on a person's koichas hanefesh. Lo bichdi zanu chazal ki a kina hi min advarim amaytim es adam in ha'olam. Regesh a kina tofes es libay shal adam, v'ni menech lo lishtachre mimenu. It grabs hold of you and you can't get out of it. As you mentioned, you suffer more than you needed to. Unnecessary suffering. The suffering that's not directly related to the tzar. Okay, that's basically what we said yesterday. That's the summary of what we did yesterday. So we said, if 95% of the people where you live didn't have children, then panosah, you'd be okay with that. You'd have the yisurim of what it means not to have panosah, but you wouldn't have all the extra stuff. So you'll tell me, yeah, but that's dimyon. It's fantasy. Because then I live in a world where everybody's got children. So when you tell me, no, in your world, no one has children. What are you talking about? There's a dimyon. You look around, upstairs, downstairs, left, right, whatever, everyone's got children. And this guy's sitting there, he doesn't have children at one time. Then in your world, no one's got children. Yeah, but in my world, everyone's got pandas. So he says like this, Aliba de Emes, Ein Zeh Metzias Dim Yoimis. It's not imagination. Zu Metziusa Amitis Shel Odo, Hu Yochid Ba'olomoy. Ba'olomoy Shelo Hu Achein Tzarech Liyois Chole. In his world, he needs to be ill. He needs to be all those things. That's in his world. That's what he's been designed to do. Hashem, this is your whole world. Hashem gives this person exactly what he needs in order to achieve his goal. What you don't have, you don't need. My grandfathers all used to say, if you don't have the money to buy something, buy stuff, you don't need it. When you buy on credit. Credit means you're buying something you don't need, because if you need it, Hashem will give you the money. So you buy something on credit. If you don't have the money, you don't buy. You run his business like that, by the way. Your private life, I understand. How do you run a business like that? You run his business like that as well. It wasn't like something that he had to like rev up or work. It was called a positive. If you need the money, you don't have it, you don't buy. Buy something, you don't have the money for it. Yeah, you'd be a bit surprised to see the way we live. Adam Godel, Einu Makana Beyelet Katan, Shekona Lo Mokoni Tzatzur Buba. Were you ever jealous? You saw a little kid playing with his little play car on the side of the road. Yeah, you get jealous of him? Why does he have a collar? I also want to you know, a little tatla playing there with a little booba, a little doll, whatever, you know, play, frame, whatever. You get jealous of it.
The one on my block, electrically controlled.
Yeah, they the choice to know the kids are mom should call them Mark. Yeah. Those things aren't in your world. You're jealous of the grandchild because he's got a motzet. No, because they look for sure alive. The nice of lekach yelad katan enu makana b'adam gadol she'arviach kesef rav b'sokan adlan. A 4-year-old doesn't get jealous of an adult who did a good deal and sold some property and he made some money on the side. Because the kiyadvarim ele aim mechutz lamalai, the money, whatever, shares, business, what does the kid know? Get all excited because your shares went up. You think your 4-year-old is interested that your shares went up? It's out of his world. It doesn't. Yesh ledat shezehi emes beyachas to kol dova shayach lizulah. That is the truth about everything that concerns other people. Masha yesh lo shayach lalomoy shelo v'nitzarech loy. What he has is shayach to his world and what he needs. Masha yesh li. And what I have, it's directly Lomar Shali. I don't need any more than what I've got. Because if I want to know what my mission in the world is, I look in my toolbox. You can always tell what your mission is by looking at your tools. Look at the kalim you were given. And you know that you have a mission and you've got tools for that mission. Go do your mission. He's got another mission, so he was given other tools. That's why you can't do his mission. Sometimes you look at another person's insaneness and you think, how does he do that? How's he going to survive? How's he going to do that? Someone says to you, I don't know how you manage with all the tzoros you have. How do you manage? And you don't know what he's talking about. So we've got this tzoros. And he looks at you and he doesn't understand how you do it. Of course not, because he doesn't have your tool bag. He doesn't have what you have.
What happens is a person has tools, but doesn't know how to use
them. You learn how to use them. You go ask somebody who knows how to use them, how to use them. You're up on a building site. You go to the manpower department. And they tell you, report tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning to the building site. Get to the building site, you tell the foreman, they told me to come here. That says, fine, he gives you a big box of tools. He says, go work. Now, how do you know what your job is? You look in time and see what your tools are. If there's plumbing tools. Yeah, I heard the question. You have a look and you see there's plumbing tools there, right? So you know that you're here to be a plumber. You go find the head plumber and you tell him, what must I do? And he tells you, this is a hammer, this is a how do you use that? You go ask somebody who knows how to use the tools, how do you use them? The dugma, what are you talking about? You were given a koyach of patience. You were given a kli called sablanut, patience. That's your koyach. You see, you have a koyach of patience. You don't know how to use it? Sure, you know how to use it. You were given intelligence. You were given a good memory. You were given the ability to understand things. Many, many things. Some people are very good with their hands. They're very practical. You're drawn to certain things.
So one has to use one of the kalim to the fullest extent, 100% use.
No, I never said that. No, that's a sure recipe for failure. If you're trying to do 100%, you'll never stop. Because no one ever did 100%. You do the best you can, whatever that is. You know how many people never started learning Daf Yomi because they thought they'd never finish? So they never started. Chaval. Why not start? Maybe you'll only learn one daf. Was it a good thing to learn one daf? So then do it one daf. One daf's a good thing to do. Then maybe you'll do a second daf. Maybe not. I don't know. But some people never learned the first daf, which is a good thing to do because they thought they'll never finish. Why wait to be perfect? Not to be perfect. You have to do the best you can now. Trying to be perfect is a recipe for failure 100%. Because you'll never get there, so you'll always be disappointed. You'll always feel like a failure. And you'll never start a project. You'll never do anything because it won't be perfect. Who says you have to be perfect? I know you're British. What I'm saying now might sound like an absolute heresy and insanity and psychosis, but that's the mitzvah. Lo alecha malocha ligmo. It's a Mishnah Mufureshek, what I'm saying. I'm not a Mishnah. That Mishnah just never made it to England. What can I do? Lo alecha malocha ligmo. But you're not potter from starting. You have to start. Yeah, but I'll never finish. You're not supposed to finish. You have to start. If you think about it carefully, if you live like that, every moment is perfect there.
Wow.
Why? Because I just did now everything I could do at this moment. I just finished the whole of Shas now. How? Well, I understood one word. I learned one word of Russian. How many words can you do now in Russian? One word. In this moment, I did everything I could. That's perfection. Wow.
I must tell you, in the first conversation I ever had with my first I didn't want to make a big fuss out of the Chayim for my engagement. But they wanted to put everything into it.
Yes.
So we had a bit of an argument on the phone. And then my friend said, we want to give every moment to the couple.
Very good. Yeah, it's not worth arguing about stuff like that. Well, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal's first chasana. You like this one. So they came to him to ask him, what is his minhagim? You know, the chassid is all different minhagim. You know, this and this, he does this, does that. He said, in our family, the minhag is to do whatever the other side wants. That's our minhag. Whatever you want. That's my minhag, is do whatever you want. It's a very clever minhag to have. You avoid a lot of aggravation, like a snippish, other things that aren't that important. Rabbi Victor Miller only had one akpada by the chassid. It's an interesting thing. See what that's about. And only one has got it. You do whatever you want. But I and the father of the Mechutin walked the chosin to the chuppah, not the mother and the father. It was the only thing was makpid on. Obviously, it's an important thing. I mean, like in chutzlar, it's more for the mother and the father to walk the chosin than the mother and father to walk the kala. I mean, like it's more for the two fathers to walk the chosin, the mother to walk the kala. I mean, one chasana, they wanted to do it, the mother and the father. I wasn't going to argue with them. I did like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. And then after the sort of middle was more odd makpid on that. I don't know why. I don't know what the Indian is interesting. Yeah. Avoiding conflict is a very good thing as well. I saw Gavaldika's story. I love this story. You know the mouse Rebbe, what's his name?
Yeah.
This is your site, not recently. Anyway, whatever. The mouse review, but something. Everyone put a picture in his house. You should have been. I haven't found it helps with masks.
Huh? We have something we could say.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've got his picture and mouse. So he was sitting around learning one day, and one of these Hasidim came and said, Rebbe, I've got a big problem. There's a big guy outside my house with a big axe, and he's going to kill me. And he's screaming, and he's, I don't know what to do. Then we said, come, let's go follow what this is about. He's trying to kill one of my guys with him. That's such a cool story. So he goes there, and there's this massive Russian guy with this big axe. I'll kill you, you Russian baddies, mama. Just 1 second. What's going on here? Why do you want to kill him? What are you upset about? He said, he hired me to do some work for him, and I did the work, and now he's not paying me. I'll kill you, you. So it is. Don't you think he says, is that true? You hired him to do work, and you're not paying him? Why not? He says, well, I hired him to bring me a wagon load of wood. Look how he packed the wood. He packed the wood so stupidly that there's only like half a wagon load there. I'm not paying for half a wagon load. Yeah, I hired him to bring me a wagon load. He was supposed to bring me this much wood. He brought me half the amount because he's an idiot. That takes his axe. He's going to kill me. The Rebbe says, 1 second. He walks across to the boy. He talks to the boy for a couple of minutes. The boy is regular. He puts down his axe. He says, thank you. And off he goes. A moifus from the Rebbe. Absolute miracle. He says to him, what did you do? He said, I paid him for the wood.
Rebshayla.
Yeah, that's a moisvus from the Rebbe. What did he do? I said, gave him the 10 rubles for the wood. Sometimes you have to avoid conflict, you know. That's the biggest moisvus. Walk away. Not worth the fight. That's my best Rebbe story. I've now found my favorite Hasidic story about the Rebbe. The Gvaldika story, that, no? The guy wants to kill you because you didn't pay him. So what do you do? Pay him. That's a story. Yeah, money's the cheapest thing you can pay people with. Anyway. Well, Bona says a moshul yet, understand what we're talking about. Nitel etzmeinu, ki 95% min ha-zugot ha-nesuim hayu chas v'lulam chashukhe yeladim. Let's imagine for ourselves that 50% of the couples that get married don't have children. That's the official metzias in the world. Em gam az ha-yitzarim shol chashukhe yeladim kol godol. People didn't have children with their tzar be so big. No. It's something that's fully understood. 50% do, 50% they don't. For sure, the fact that they don't have children causes them kaivatza. No question. That's not going to go away. What causes the more tzar, it's an unnecessary tzar, is the fact that, well, everyone has and I don't. That's the problem that you've got to get rid of. Another example. We did this. Yeah. Right? We've done this. We're not going here. What confused all the stories. Yeah. 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 Yeah, no, we did that yesterday. Oh, you see, he was listening. Okay, sorry. No, when whatever, I got into that story. That Yerushalayim story is evolving. That not a good story. What a story. So, we spoke about the yellow picotter. Ah, yeah, we have to start. Sorry, I'm on Reishan Aleph, the second paragraph. That Chazal that says that jealousy takes a person out of his world. Claimer, she what does it mean takes him out of the world? Which world? I'm jealous. I know we're out of the world. I'm running out of space. I'm down here. Here I am. No, it took you out of your own inner reality. My best chushes haemes is losing his sense of truth. What truth? That world that he lives in, and the truth that he lives in that world, that he doesn't need anything else than what he's got, to fulfill your unique mission in this world, you have everything you need. Jealousy says, no, I need more than what I've got. I need what he's got as well. So you just went out of your inner reality. Your inner reality is, I have everything I need to do my unique mission in the world. When you start wanting what someone else has got, you just step out of your world. In my world, everything's perfect. Going out of your world is what confuses you and messes up your pathways. Apostle Koveya, the rotting of the bones is jealousy. Also good Mishnah. Nita the tzar v'yayon choshuv v'inyan zeh. Ha'atzoma is remezes la'atzmiyut ha'odom. Bones represents the atzmiyut, the independent, the uniqueness of a person. Etzem. The word for bone is etzem. It's no coincidence that the marrow inside the bone is called moach, called the brain. Moach, right. But the bones represent the uniqueness of a person, the etzem. Ha'etzem shelo, what his essence is. Avinei, kashe adam nitfas l'regesh hakina, when a person's caught in a moment of jealousy, hu ma'abed es hanakuda ha'atzmit shelo. He loses who he is, he loses his essence. Hu mafsidet ha'regeshut ha'yichudiyot shel shlichusoy. He loses the sensitivity to his unique mission. He's just stepped out of his world. You know, the Mesilas Yesharim says, the beginning of everything is ma chavosa ba'olamai. Rav Volbi points an amazing thing here, in the singular. Ma chavosoi ba'olamoi. What's your obligation in your world? What's your obligation in the world? What do you mean, what's my obligation in my world? Yeah, you have a world. You have a world, and in your unique world, that's exactly what he's saying here. In your unique world, you have a mission. Ma chavosoi. What's your unique world, mission? In your unique world. He's not telling you that you have a mission in the world. Like, no, no, you live in your own world. In your own little planet, on your own, you have a mission. So why are you looking at everybody else? It'd be funny, I had this, if I had what he had, and what he got, and what I had. But anyway, so lechus when the kevus with mekoymus tofesis chitzonus nevuva. It takes over your whole essence. You lose your inner reality. And we can't kotzra derech l'sheva nafshi. That's a very short path to being miserable and depressed, and what they call a mashber. Most bochum today have a mashber, not because they're not being successful, but because they think everyone else is being successful and they're not. What's a mashber? It's a burnout, brokenness, miserable, crash. You have a crash. Whatever nasty word you can think of that represents like dysfunctionality or whatever. It's a mashber. So when you're in a boch as a mashber, you don't want to deal with him. You can't come out the yeshiva because that's not nice. So you send him for chizuk to another yeshiva. Oh. You got it all worked out. How we can shecht a few more gedolei Yisrael. Umikan katzara derech l'shav enavshi l'duchvenes v'lochoyse chvelet amir v'sevot Hashem. You can't function, you can't work. And he's got much more suffering than Hashem had in mind for him. Hashem gave him a yisurim, he gave him a yisurim. That Nisoid comes with a certain amount of Yisurim. It's a amount of payet. What did he do? With his jealousy, and he's not understanding his unique reality, he went and brought on bundles and bundles of suffering that weren't kosher to him. We all know that. It's bad enough not having panosid to do. That's enough of a Nisoid. But being jealous about the neighbor that he has and you don't, and while he children, and while she, and while her, and wow. Nobody asked you to have that pain. So why do we have it? Because we don't understand. And Ishliach Shel Hashem. In this particular Surim, this Nisoyim that I have, I'm on a special mission that Hashem sent me. One of those brown envelopes, you know, with a little tape recorder. Your mission, should you choose to accept it? Yeah, nobody gave you a choice. Your mission is, go ahead and do it. But it's not his mission, it's yours. Machavosa Ba'alamai, in your world. What are you looking at anybody else for? Yeah, but he's got a car. He finally had a car. You don't need a car. Otherwise, you would have one. If you had one, it wouldn't be good for you. The best example, description, I think that's Rabbi Sol Salanter. It says it's being jealous of somebody and wanting his spectacles. You want to swap? Unless there's an incredible coincidence that you both have the same mispah and the same whatever. You don't want my spectacles, nachon? So being jealous of somebody because of his car, because of his children, because it's the same thing. You want his spectacles, well, they're not yours. So they're more chashub to understand this. At the end of the sugya of Yisurim, to understand each mission is your specific mission that you need in order to get to Olam Haba, because that's all Hashem cares about at the end of the day. He's getting me to Gan Eden. That's his mission, is to get me to Gan Eden. So everything that's happening along the way is getting me to Gan Eden. If it was any different, it wouldn't be good for me. Just keep drilling in, because that's the first thing that flies out the window when the trouble comes. Why me? Well, I had it now, Mamish, this week. I needed to do some of the electricity in my house or whatever. A little house in Tifra. I'm not talking about the Twin Towers or whatever. Yeah? Now, everyone's got electricity and everybody's normal, whatever. I can do something, whatever. So I found the electrician said, did you finish? He said, you can't finish. There's a problem here. We'll normally finish. There's a problem with the earth leakage. You can't get the earth leakage to function properly. He has to speak to the engineer at Chabad Hashmal to ask him what to do. This is an electrician who's been working for 45 years. Yeah, you know, all the electricity in the Negev, the yeshivas, all used and all of it. And in my little heiske, my little 100 square meter barn, it's urgent. Mamish the chuf. Next week, I need it to chuf. Why me, Hashem? You know, everyone's got electricity. Everyone's got And this guy's been there for 40 years, and he needs the mandes from Chabad Hashmal to come and tell him with an earth leak. He's got even something big. Like, why me? One second. What do you mean, why me? You think Hashem doesn't know? Hashem didn't organize it. For whatever reason, you don't understand always why. That's your mission in life. Well, that was something small. That was me. That was the nimshal for me, from Moshe for you. But that was a small thing. And I lost my kalim. But good, I was able to catch myself and step back, because it wasn't like really that much of a nisayin. But at least I caught myself. But when the big nisayin has come on, there's also people got real life suffering. If you want to know what suffering is, go to the hospital. Go work in a hospital for a few days. Go meet Nadev in Hadassah for a few days. Just walk around there for a few days. You see what suffering is upon it. Wow. But anyway, I was glad I caught myself in that moment. It was like I had a half an hour tantrum. And then I was like, one second, let me just play this one through again. This is, of course, Hashem knows what he's doing. You're right, this is the ridiculousness of the situation, man. You realize it's for sure from Hashem. But a 45-year experienced electrician can't solve a little pitsy problem like this. We weren't asking to wire the New York grid, you know? It was just like, this picks up my earth beacon. So that, God forbid, I don't get electrocuted or something. The other day, he worked the whole day, 4 hours he worked or whatever. The loyal Cholim took it around. It's like, Eli, come on. And he's not pulling the wool ovens in a charge reward because he's not. There's an old school guy, you know, he can get close and that's it. Even if he has to work 3 days on the job. So it's not about his money. Hey, he found me this morning to say, Matsanu Pitarona and God Zayom. You see what happens? I caught myself. You're the only person in the world that has this problem. Why are you jealous of the next door neighbor? Anyway, so that helped me there a little bit. But that was after I had unnecessary tzabah of nefesh for half an hour until I remembered what I'd been learning in the morning. All right, tomorrow we'll carry on. Where are we holding here?
Oh, we have to remember the attributes.
No. That's asking too much.
Sorry about the power.